For the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Either Iran is blowing smoke this morning or it has a lot of muscle still left. Tehran says no port in the Persian Gulf or the Gulf of Oman will be safe if its own ports are threatened as U.S. declares that blockade. That blockade on all Iranian ports later Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, it goes into effect. President Trump wants to weaken Iran's strategic leverage in the war. GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine has yet to see details of the president's 2027 budget proposal, but she tells the Salem Radio Network she's not opposed to an increase in military spending.
We do have to keep in mind that the president is compensating for years of underfunding by the Biden administration. So we do need to do some catch-up to make sure that we are prepared to meet the global threats that we face.
White House seeking $1.5 trillion in military spending for the next year. Collins, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, says the 2027 budget process is just getting underway.
The president's budget request is just that. It's a request. It's Congress that has the power of the purse. Of course, we work very closely with the administration, and we're going to be starting our hearings up very shortly.
Oil prices resuming their climb. Asian markets mostly declining as the U.S. prepares to blockade those ships. Monday, benchmark U.S. crude jumped nearly 7%. Meanwhile, markets fell in Japan, Australia, South Korea, and Hong Kong. This is SRN News. What do you listen to on Christian radio?
A wide-ranging study conducted by the Pew Research Center asked that question to the 45% of Americans who tune in religious programming regularly. According to Pew, 37% of them listen primarily to music, while 30% focus on sermons and religious services. 18% say they would rather tune in for religious talk shows, and the rest prefer Christian audio dramas. White evangelical Protestants and black Protestants listen to the most Christian radio. Michael Harrington reporting.
After a decade of victories in the courts and in American culture, LGBT advocates now in retreat. There's been a strong backlash in the last few years, especially against the promotion of transgenderism to kids. Many states have banned males from competing in female sports, and some have even barred sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. Democrats in blue states considering exit taxes for the wealthy leaving their states. Here's Ron Taylor.
Several Democratic-led states are proposing or enacting exit and wealth taxes to counter revenue losses as affluent residents move to lower tax states. Critics argue these measures are unconstitutional, violate interstate commerce and travel rights, and risk shifting tax burdens to the middle class.
Millions of Americans are expected to claim new federal tax breaks for tips and overtime wages under the law that was pushed by President Trump. However, several states have decided not to match these federal changes. That means workers who receive federal deductions for tips and overtime will owe state taxes on those earnings. Federal tax deductions for tips, overtime, and auto loan interest are being matched in about a half dozen states. More details, srnnews.com.